شما با پروگرام دری رادیوی SBS هستید.
چگونه میتوان حامی یا پشتیبان ملل اولیه استرالیا شد؟ حامی یا متحد ملل اولی یا بومی های استرالیا بودن به این معناست که یک شخص جانبدار موضوعات و اهداف باشد که برای جوامع بومی اهمیت دارند و فعالانه از آنها حمایت کند. کارن مندین خانم از قوم بومی بونجالونگ مدیر عامل نهاد آشتی استرالیا میگوید در حالی که یک طریقه واحد برای تبدیل شدن به متحد اولی وجود ندارد، شناخت مردم همانند هر رابطه یکی از اولین گام ها است.
It has to start with understanding the relationship and the situation we are in today with First Nations peoples and other Australians. And understanding the history, the things that have gone on in that relationship. And it doesn't matter whether you're a recent migrant. If you want to build a relationship, understanding who people are and the things that have happened to them that impact their lives and their experience of being Australian, I think is a really good starting point.
او میگوید این عملیه میتواند شما را توانمندتر ساخته و ارتباط با مردم و کشور را برایتان فراهم کند.
A great starting point is just learning who the local traditional owners are for the communities where you live. And you can often do that through First Nations organisations. You can often do it through local councils. And then getting to know the people in your area, getting to know the places, which often have park names that uses traditional language, places that are named after things that happened historically in that area.
دکتر سامر می فنلی خانم از قوم بومی یورتا یورتا می گوید مهم است که مردم غیر بومی خود را آگاه بسازند.
An ally is someone who takes the time to educate themselves, because as only 3% of the population, if we tried to educate everybody, we'd be doing nothing else. That includes sleeping and eating. So really, the starting point is going to trusted sources. Reconciliation Australia or your date-based reconciliation council are really good starting point. I highly recommend them.
لوک پیرسن مردی از قوم گمیلارای و بنیانگذار یک پلتفرم آنلاین به نام Indigenous X است که صداهای مردم مختلف بومی را انعکاس داده و تجلیل می کند. او میگوید که ما باید قبل از آموختن تاریخ اول همه مردم را برابر بدانیم.
You come from a place of dignity, respect, love, appreciation and an understanding that all peoples are fundamentally equal. And whatever differences we see in our culture are not a reflection of, you know, better, worse, superior, inferior in that way, then you're off to a good start. But if you don't have that, then it really doesn't matter what you learn, what you experience. It's always going to come through, ultimately, in finding ways to validate, justify, you know, racism.
او میگوید در حالی که هر کس میتواند در تغییرات مثبت نقش ایفا کند، اتحاد اصطلاحی است که او از آن اجتناب میکند.
The reason I don't like that terminology is to try to decenter non-Indigenous people from the cause for Indigenous justice. And so if you're doing good things and you're helping, that's great. But you shouldn't need a label or a sticker or making it about you in that way. The goal is not for you to feel good. The goal is to improve outcomes for Indigenous people.
Dr. Finley Megwead, یک متحد خوب کسی است که در قبال شخص از ملل اولی حدود معنای متحد بودن را بداند.
We don't need someone to step into the realm of trying to behave like an Indigenous person. What we need is people who recognize they're not First Nations and also recognize when it's a First Nations person that should be speaking, and in that make sure that they're actually then proactively identifying people that should speak on their behalf.
کارن مندین مدیر عامل نهاد آشتی استرالیا می گوید که جوامع پناهنده و مهاجر می توانند از تجربیات مشابه زندگی برای ایجاد پیامدهای بهتر استفاده کنند.
There are experiences of racism, limited in where they're able to travel or go or visit, who have been kept away from their homelands. these are things that are similar experiences, and I think they're things that we can then collectively build from. And I think it's important for other communities, to ask their community representatives to formally support First Nations organisations, invite First Nations peoples to come speak to your community organisations, to your churches, temples, mosques.
و این برای هر دو جانب مفید می باشد.
Many First Nations people are more than happy to support migrant communities and the struggles and the challenges that they're facing.
هماپرسی در مورد صدای بومی ها در پارلمان در سال 2023 فرصت خوبی را برای آموزش و کاوش عمیق‌تر در مورد مردم اولی و همچنان فرصت را برای ایجاد روابط فراهم کرد. و خانم مندین میگوید که ادامه این کار برای آینده استرالیای معاصر حیاتی است.
If we want to build a modern, diverse nation that is proud of its multiculturalism, it has to start with the first Australians and recognizing this is a connection that goes back 65,000 years plus. And if we can build on the wisdom of the world's oldest continuously connected culture, I'm sure that creates so many opportunities for us as a modern nation into the 21st century and beyond.
بپسندید، شریک سازید و نظر دهید. SBS دری را در فیسبوک تعقیب کنید.